Alrighty, Christine, so you guys thought it was interesting. Tonight's vote, one Democrat voted for the hotel tax, one Republican voted against. You were the lone Republican. Explain your thought process for me, if you could.
Well, I had already done a lot of research into this, the whys and wherefores of why we should or shouldn't vote for this proposal. Talked to a lot of community stakeholders to get their viewpoints. I was trying to just get as much information as possible as to how to vote on this because it was so very important to the community. But in the end, after all I had learned, I just had to come down with it was not a good proposal, and we could have had a better solution. And basically, I went around and tried to promote a different solution to members of this administration, business leaders, community leaders, and even at the late hour to the governor. But it just didn't get any traction. And in the end, I really, even though the governor put forth a compelling argument, several compelling arguments why I should turn and vote for the proposal, in the end, I had to stick with all the data and all the research I had done on the issue.
What was it about this particular proposal? Because a lot of your fellow councilors say, hey, you know what, we don't like this either, but unfortunately, it's all we've got to work with. And unfortunately, the alternative is, you know, we try to put something together and the legislature's made it clear they don't want to come back. So what was it in this proposal that, even though it was the only deal on the table, that you just couldn't buy into?
Well, I felt that, first of all, it had not been put together well, and it wasn't based on sound policy decisions. I didn't think that the legislators had thought through all the different features they put together to give to us, and I don't think that's the way to go about setting fiscal policy. And so I guess one is a reliance on taxes instead of cutting budgets. That was a problem for me. And I don't think we should always go to a tax increase to solve a financial problem. Also, I just really was rebelling against the fact that the legislature tied our hands, that we didn't have any options. We couldn't say no to one of the features of the proposal and offer an alternative way of perhaps funding the $4 million that the hotel tax would give. We had to take it all or nothing. And I just felt it wasn't giving us the respect as a legislative body to make the decisions that we felt we needed to make on behalf of the city.
One of the things your counterpart, Jackie Nita, said that it's sort of a new day over at the capital improvement boards, that everybody's going to be watching every dime they spend, and particularly this body, a lot more closely than maybe previous councils and previous administrations. Do you count yourself amongst one of those people, especially since you voted no?
Most definitely. In fact, I had already started going through the last financial statements given to us and had quite a few questions and put them to members of the Capital Improvement Board. And, you know, they offered to send someone over with the paperwork to provide their answers. And I went ahead and told them no, not spare the expense, spare the time, I could wait. But I have already been digging into the financial data that we've been given and demanding some answers on.
One question before I let you go, Christine Scales. One of the big things that a lot of folks got was a big issue, of course, in 2007 was the issue of taxes. This is obviously a hotel tax. It's paid for primarily by people who are outside of Marion County. Do you worry about sort of the political consequence of this, what some of your colleagues may have taken sort of the no tax pledge, or do you think this is just going to be one of those things that, you know, the council as a body, every member did what they had to do, and they'll just have to explain it to their...
Well, I think each of them did have a good explanation as to how they could justify their vote on this. And even those who did take a no tax pledge felt, well, I meant a no tax pledge burdening our own constituents, our own citizens. And since this is a tax on outsiders, basically, they felt they could justify that to their own constituencies. Personally, Abdul, I try and do as much research as I stated in my final statement. I try and do as much research as possible to come up with sound decisions to base my votes on. And I have to sleep at night, and I don't worry about the political fallout. If the people later don't like how I voted and they decide to vote me out, if I run next time, you know, I'll find a different way to serve. And, you know, this isn't the be-all and end-all to me. I'm just trying to do the very best job I can for the here and now.
All right, Christine Scale, City County Council, District 4. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Abdul.